A new report released this week is again raising questions about conditions at the Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake juvenile detention facilities. Staff working at the youth prisons have been under increased scrutiny as part of a deal for a class action lawsuit. But new details in the report point to dangerous staffing shortages and continued use of pepper spray and solitary confinement. Laurel White is WPR State Capitol reporter. Laurel, thanks a lot for joining us.
Absolutely, Rob. Thanks for having me.
Well, remind us what the restrictions were placed on Lincoln Hills as part of this class action lawsuit.
So there were a number of restrictions placed on the facilities when this class action lawsuit led to this agreement, kind of in the middle of last year. Some of those requirements include limiting solitary confinement to 7 days or less, making sure that the cells in which the inmates are living are suicide resistant and protrusion free, making sure that the inmates have access to things like water, toilet facilities, hygiene supplies quickly and readily. And also things that certainly have gotten a lot of publicity in regards to Lincoln Hills, things like the use of pepper spray restraints, physical restraints on the inmates. It called for the facility to drastically reduce those methods of discipline.
We've got this new report now saying, yeah, it looks like the facilities are falling short on a lot of that. First of all, where does this report come from?
So this report comes from a court-appointed monitor. It's one individual that's been tasked with going into Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake, doing interviews with staff and with inmates, reviewing all sorts of documentation, and then issuing these reports to essentially, update the court on how the facilities are doing and following these new guidelines and rules.
And the key findings, it sounds like, are that they're not meeting these obligations. Is that right?
Yeah. You know, as I read through the report, I think it was pretty common to see partial compliance or that there wasn't enough data. And so the court-appointed monitor said that she wants to work with Lincoln Hills for getting more data as the process goes along. There are some requirements that are tied to timeframes that haven't happened yet, benchmarks that we haven't hit. So 7 months down the road or 10 months down the road from when the requirements were put in place, we haven't gotten there yet. So this is certainly something that we're going to see again, you know, another report, another kind of check-in with the facility. But as of right now, they're certainly not fully meeting a lot of these requirements.
Talking to Laurel White, WPR State Capitol reporter, about the latest at Lincoln Hills Juvenile Facility and conditions there after a class action lawsuit last year. Laurel, the report points toward a fundamental problem, still staffing shortages at the facilities.
Mm-hmm. And the court-appointed monitor said that the staffing shortages really contribute to dangerous conditions at Lincoln Hills for a variety of reasons. The requirements for the facility include things like checks on inmates every 30 minutes, speedy responses. Some of the inmates don't have toilet facilities in their rooms, so they have to hit a call button to be released from their room so they can get access to those facilities. In the interview and in the monitor's reports, she said some inmates reported waiting quite a long time before they were able to get out of their cells to use the facilities. Some said that they were forced to use the trash cans in their rooms rather than being able to get to the toilets. And that's kind of a link with the staffing shortages that they're having. They're saying that there aren't people to perform some of these tasks expeditiously. Just to give you kind of a snapshot of what staffing is like there right now, their vacancy rates for things like youth counselors, they've got a 48% vacancy rate for counselors. They've got a 25% vacancy rate for teachers. So this is something that they're certainly working on. And the court-appointed monitor actually talked about some recommendations that Lincoln Hills was given for advertising these positions, maybe framing them a little bit differently to job seekers, offering sign-on bonuses or different financial incentives to get workers into the facility and meeting some of the needs of these inmates.
Ultimately, though, this facility won't be what it is anymore, right? There's this big plan to shift from Lincoln Hills to a bunch of smaller facilities. What is the progress on that?
So state lawmakers last year passed a plan that would close Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake by 2021. So the state is certainly in the process of transitioning away from this Lincoln Hills type model. They're moving towards smaller regional facilities that are located throughout the state. Proponents of that plan say, you know, the smaller facilities are better just environmentally for the inmates. They offer them more access to family members. They're closer to where the individual is from. But I spoke to advocates and some of the plaintiffs in this lawsuit after this report was filed, and they said, yes, we're pleased that we're moving toward that model in the state of Wisconsin, but that doesn't mean that we shouldn't work on making Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake the best they can be while they continue to exist in the lead up to that transition in 2021.
Governor Evers toured Lincoln Hills last week. Here's a little bit of what he said about that visit. He was speaking this Monday at the Greater Milwaukee Committee.
Many of those young people that I talked to at Lincoln Hills, at some point in time, if they would have had that intervention, we would be in a much better place.
So what are we hearing about from Governor Evers about Lincoln Hills and, interventions to keep kids from being in a juvenile facility in the first place?
Mm-hmm. This was a big subject of Governor Evers' campaign. You know, he obviously made it a priority to visit during the first week after being sworn into office. And he said on social media directly or immediately after he made this visit, there's a lot more to do in terms of, you know, both the facilities, but also things to do to keep youth out of these facilities, investing in education and community services. I think that's a lot of what advocates want is more community-based intervention so youth aren't ending up in facilities, even when Wisconsin transfers to these smaller, more regional facilities.
Have we heard anything from Lincoln Hills staff, administration, or the Department of Justice in response to this report we've been talking about?
You know, I don't know of a specific response off the top of my head, but I do know that the report said that all of those parties were very cooperative throughout the monitoring process, and that they're all working hand in hand to, continue this implementation of the court's requirements.
And I'm sorry, I should have said Department of Corrections, not Department of Justice.
Yeah. Right.
Laurel, we'll leave it there for now. Thanks a lot for joining us today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
That's Laurel White, WPR's state capitol reporter. She was with us to talk about a new report that shows troubling conditions at the Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake youth prisons. Despite court mandated oversight, you can follow that story, read up on the past and present of those facilities over at WPR.org. Check out our news page there.